The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Alrighty. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to...
Wait, what were we talking about?
Slay. Hi, besties.
Hey, I'm May.
Hi.
I'm Olivia.
I'm Tatum.
And welcome to our final episode of Spirit Lives.
Wait, what were you talking about?
What a time.
Heartbreaking.
We're all crying on the inside.
I know.
And on the inside. And the outside.
Maybe later.
Maybe later.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe in 25 minutes.
Camera
Stay
ready.
Tuned. Stay tuned to see if we're crying by the end of the episode.
How are we all doing this week?
Pretty good. I mean, I feel like things have been happening, but haven't really been happening in the space. Like, everything's going down, but nothing is going down at the same time, pop culture-wise. It's been interesting.
And award season's over. So.
Award season's done, and it is dry. The news is dry.
It is. Everyone's bored.
Is it like,
everyone's
I thought the next home. Thing that's, like, Met Gala's kind of next.
Oh, yeah! I love the Met Gala. It is my favorite day. Except I'm so scared they're not going to do it. Like, I really want them to do well because the theme is so good.
What is the theme again? I don't remember.
I believe it's the Sleeping Beauty one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the so theme good. Is like, I always kind of laugh when the theme is like easy. I always know I'm like, it's going to get messed up. It's so
when
easy.
When it's easy, it gets messed up. But when it's hard, it's so good. Like, I thought Camp was a really good one. And
I was
then
just going to say that.
What was the other one? No. What was the one that was the like religious?
Oh, was it the
Heavenly Bodies and the Catholic Imagination? Yeah, my favorite
that
one.
Absolutely like star studded outfits. And
that
then
was really
Camp
good.
Was so funny because no one knew what camp meant, but everyone knew what camp meant.
Because the
what
whole
mean?
Thing camp was that right camp, isn't camp like an anything?
Like
camp
it's kind of like quirky, it, like, you know what I mean? Like who, oh my God, Carly, was it Carly Kloss who wore-
Yes, looking the camp right in the eye.
And yeah, people were like looking camp like, right in the eye outside cocktail of dress. Hotel room. Funny.
Literally.
Anyway, so, yeah,
the Jenners ate that one up though.
They always eat it up. I'm going to be honest. They always come to play.
Yeah, unfortunately. Sorry.
I always love what they wear, to be honest. I feel like maybe
I mean,
there
they
was
have
one
no
year
excuse.
Where they didn't hit, but like
no.
for the most time they do.
No,
Chris, I feel like
Chris Kylie...
Jenner one came and like stole the show. I mean, she always
Chris.
Does, but I mean, I think there's one in particular where she looked the best out of all of them, and it was like iconic.
There was the year of camp, I think, was the best. The year that Kim wore that like dress that looked like wet with all the raindrops.
Was that camp?
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know if that was
I feel
the
like
camp
it was. I feel like it was. You don't remember? That was my favorite that I can remember for her.
I remember really one remember. That was really weird, but then I heard the explanation and said, oh, never mind. That's poetry. Is the, I think it was like American Fashion or something, and she wore the like all black.
Lexicon of Fashion or whatever.
Like it was like the all black, like almost like a morph suit looking thing. People
yeah,
were like,
her face was covered.
It's because her body is an American like has been like one of the highest American trends. It was like playing ode to literally like Yanaway herself, but it was one of the things where someone was like, it's the way that like she's literally her figure broke the internet and broke America and broke America fashion trends, and so she like went as herself but like did it. I don't know, I thought it was kind of, I was like, if that's the actual, I don't know if we've ever gotten a response to that, but like if that's the actual thing, iconic. Just gonna say it,
guys. Throwback to when I was in Palm Springs at Love on Tour and saw Kris Jenner.
You did.
Yeah, she was at the January 31st show. She was in the seats above, like, you know, in like the private boxes.
She
a lot of private
so
boxes in that arena.
Awesome.
And I was like,
as
oh,
far as I
Kris
know.
Jenner. Yeah, I'm
I
pretty
love
sure
her
I don't
boss.
Know if any of the other Jenners were there, but Kris Jenner was there.
Kris was
because I think Harry is one of their family friends or something. I don't know.
That makes
weird.
Sense.
Well,
oh my gosh, we didn't plan to talk about this, but I think it's very relevant. Speaking of Harry Styles, the new movie with Anne Hathaway and what's his face that are like that's like.
Oh.
About the fanfic of Harry Styles, probably, but no one's like,
yes.
no one's approved that thought, but obviously we're all.
No, did you guys see it has like 90 something on Rotten Tomatoes?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Listen, it's something about those Wattpad writers. They know how to write, okay?
Well, so, Wattpad writers, they are the ones who raised me. Maybe not in a good way some days, but like all of my friends and I, we were in grade 8. I remember I found Wattpad and we were writing. No, because the girlies wanted to go into storytelling thanks to the Wattpad.
Where are we now? Thank you very much.
I think Wattpad is very, very cool. I probably should have, I mean, I could have started writing there, but I didn't know I wanted
to
write till very late.
I tried to start writing on Wattpad and it was not good. They're all privated on my thing.
I also never wrote on Wattpad, but I did read, so there's that.
Yeah, I think the days of shame of reading it are over. So yeah, that movie.
There's definitely a dark side to that place though, so.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was never up for
I think to every place really, but.
But what are our thoughts on this? this film, even though we haven't seen it?
Let me speak first.
When does it come out?
Let me get my thought out of the way. I think we need to stop publishing things and making movies about somebody that is based off of Harry Styles, because that is weird as Sorry. just gonna put that out there.
If I had a quarter for every time there was a movie made about his life, I'd have No, wouldn't there be three? Because didn't he have a show made about his life too?
Well, he was after, an executive
the
producer.
After okay. series so, is about him.
Or a producer.
After yeah, so, that well, show.
After is one.
So three. Mm-hmm. I'd have three.
Wait, what's
nipples?
The show?
Well, it's called Happier Together, I think.
I remember trying to watch it and I couldn't really get into it.
Yeah, well, he's an executive producer, and as we learned in business producing, is very much vanity credit. Thank you. Yeah. I don't really know what he did on that show. Harry, I love you, but, you know.
They might have just had to have given him the credit.
I'm living my truth.
It's okay.
No, but
no, we love you,
Ben
Harry.
Winston.
Harry, we love
the
you.
The guy who created the show, Harry lived with this man for, like, I think a year or, like, 6 months after One Direction disbanded or something. I don't know, something along those lines. And that show is about the time that Harry was living with.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. The movie is called The Idea of You also.
The Idea of You,
with
yes.
that Nicholas guy who's in literally Red, everything White, I've ever seen, it feels like. That boy is everywhere. And
I never seen this man. I hate to sound ridiculous. I don't know who that man is.
I've never seen that man in my life.
He's so
interesting. Walking down the street, wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
It feels like I keep seeing him everywhere.
Nicholas,
like the last few months, he did Red,
Galaxy?
White, and Royal Blue.
Yes,
that I know.
Great. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, he's
I was
in Purple
very
Hearts.
Nervous.
That's what he's in.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that. But
oh,
I,
and
when
Bottoms.
He,
he's in Bottoms.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
when I did, when I saw Red, White, and Royal Blue, I was very nervous for his casting because I was like, who is this man? And then my anxieties were, I don't know, blown away. I don't know what the term would be, but I wasn't nervous anymore. I was like, oh, he's cool.
Blown away.
My anxiety exploded.
I need to give a shout out to one of my besties, Miss Shauna, because she loves Red, White, and Royal Blue. She read the book and she loved it. And she watched it like I can't. She's like, I watched it in one sitting. And she's like, I also watched it like four times after that. And
nice.
She just kept watching it.
Art.
And she's like, oh yeah, I'm on like my fifth rewatch. I said, oh,
no, that's
real.
So real. I've
like,
seen it
so
twice
real.
And it was better the second time. So
I never
great
watched
movie.
It. I really wanted to. And there's, I'm just dealing right
it's
now
such
with
a cute
too
story.
Many options to choose. That I get
what just watch
I have
it. Oh my god,
anxiety
it's so
about
fun.
What to pick, and then I pick something I've already seen before.
That's what I did when you came over. I was watching Rocket Man, and I was like, Taylor was leaving, and I was like, I'm gonna watch something new. And then guess what? Nope, I watched Rocket Man for the freaking 100th time because
movie.
I've seen
yeah.
it, and I love it very much.
Well,
so I'm gonna keep watching.
I kind of want to watch The Idea of You. Also, Anne Hathaway.
I'll watch it.
As she should. Also, she is so that woman just like
Anne Hathaway?
Ages with grace.
Correct.
She is. I love that she's just doing silly things. Also, like I think there was something that came out where she said, "I'm not gonna restrict myself just because basically because I have like a Oscar win or whatever."
Yeah.
Like if she's
well,
in Academy Award,
like, why are
she's
you
like,
doing
I'm,
this?
"I'm an actor. I want to like I'm acting. I want to do
have
projects."
Fun.
I want to
have
fun. Our Devil Wears Prada queen.
Correct.
I haven't seen it in,
oh, you
in
should.
Its entirety, and I should.
You should. Wait.
You've never seen it.
Princess Diaries, though.
Can we say, yeah, our favorite Anne Hathaway character?
Oh, no. Okay, wait, hang on.
Okay, wait. Let me
okay,
open
I'm a little
IMDb.
Biased. Okay.
One sec.
I'm biased because I dressed up as Mia Thermopolis for Halloween last year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I didn't get to officially because I didn't end up really going out, but I had the costume. So, I would say that's my favorite. I don't think I've seen a lot of what she's done. Oh my god, Princess Diaries was her first movie. That's crazy.
Good for her.
Damn.
She's in Rio.
Oh yeah, she was in Brokeback Mountain. Oh my god.
The Greatest Showman. Who
was yeah, she was
showman?
In Rio. That's right.
I think Devil Wears Prada is my favorite. Mm. Or...
Oh, Alice in
What's
Wonderland,
that one
guys.
She did? What's that one movie she did?
She did the One
the
Day movie.
One. The football movie? That
one?
One's good, too.
The football movie?
The Blind Side?
She,
no, that's Sandra Bullock.
She is not in The Blind Side.
I forgot. Sorry.
What?
No. It's okay. No, it's
oh,
okay.
Oh, dear. Oh,
they're
goodness.
Both great. Sandra Bullock, oh my god, The Proposal.
Tell me why I'm reading her thing. I'm like, why can't I find The Blind
why
Side?
Why is it not there? But it wasn't in it. I think, okay, wait, I think The Princess Diaries, like, I'm going to say, though, like, I absolutely love The
love
Ocean's
myself.
8 and The Intern, and she's in both of them, and her characters are definitely, like, they've got, like, a little bit of a, like, a stick up their
Is it Sandra Bullock in Ocean's 8, too?
Hey, Rihanna's
oh,
in Ocean's
is.
8.
That's right.
Ocean's 8 is stacked.
I hope they make another one. That was good.
Anyways, back to what I meant to say before. The Devil Wears Prada, favorite for sure. And then Alice in Wonderland too, because I love an Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. And
who was she in Alice in Wonderland?
I always love an Alice in Wonderland remake. She was.
The White Queen.
Who was she?
Yeah, I think her name was Lily White Queen. Thank you.
Is it not Queen of Hearts?
No, that was Helena Bonham Carter.
She was just another queen.
Yeah, the Queen of Hearts is evil.
She was just Anne queen.
Hathaway was not.
I think Anne Hathaway was like good. I don't really know. I haven't really
There's no good queen in Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Unless they made one. I don't think in the original story.
It kind of reminds me of like
Wizard
of Oz. Or like
in the fairy tale, there probably was one.
Oh, it's like the creepy one too.
Can I bring up something that I think should be national breaking news if it's confirmed, although it isn't? Mm-hmm. James Bond, Aaron Taylor Johnson?
Broke the news.
I love that man.
I think that should be a yes, but he's 33, which I didn't know that. Daniel Craig did it for a long time, and he's in his 50s now, so he would have done it through his 30s, then into
correct.
Yeah, yeah, he's not like a yeah. be so funny. I'm sorry.
I like it, but then they Someone haven't confirmed bored. It. And then I'm like,
it was
so
definitely
who
leaked
this information? But then did somebody just say someone was bored and either was like, I feel like making up a rumor, or they were like, we haven't signed the contract yet.
The Fantastic Four cast, where they've been rumored that cast for a year. They all couldn't say a word. And then they finally got casted. And then you find out that the one guy had already been casted for like 6 months. So he knew. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, well, okay, well.
Oh, yeah.
So,
normal.
We were right, but they're just, I get it. They're trying to keep it a surprise. I respect that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you guys seen Bullet Train?
No.
He's so good in that movie. He's like a bullet. If there's
no,
any, to me,
he,
I mean,
he's just
oh,
like,
oh my God, he's so hot in that movie. But if there were any,
if there were any
movie to tell you he's the right pick, I feel like it would be that one. There's a lot of action. Yeah, for sure. Although he has like a really
that
deep,
was his
like British, not deep, but like a British accent that I'm like, if he did that voice for James Bond, nobody would take him seriously. So I don't know. But I don't really know what he sounds like.
No,
he's British.
I feel like, are they going to make James
Which
Bond
is crazy.
American?
Yeah.
Is he American? No, he's British. He's British. For a second, I was like...
I don't
but
think
like,
they can.
Do you
they
think
can.
They would make him American? No,
know.
But then that
I
means
I mean,
he,
they can. You can do whatever you
to
want.
Get himself
but,
trained.
I mean, Daniel Craig, is he British?
Do some British accent.
Oh, well, fooled me.
No, there's... I love when I get tricked by an actor.
That's why
all I can think about
like
him
that
is
man's
in
Southern
Knives
drawl
Out
is too
now.
Good.
He's so I can't wait for another one. I love that question of like
Knives Out.
I've never
you
seen
You can't
it.
Say that.
The second one
yes,
was not
was.
Good. I'm sorry. The second one was not
it wasn't
good.
As, I mean
it was not as good as the first one.
My
no,
sister
my brother and I watched
oh my
it,
God,
we
that
were
little
so excited,
twist.
And I was so underwhelmed.
Wait, you figured it out?
I figured
oh,
out
God,
the
no.
entire thing.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. When I watched Knives Out in theaters,
yes!
I could fully tell it was Ransom the whole time. I was like, I don't think any of these people did it. Not gonna lie.
I literally was watching it with my brother, and I was like, we were literally watching it, and then
oh,
also
I did too.
The
second
whole
one,
thing.
Yeah.
Like, I figured out who
was
it was
really
early on, and then. It was, but the whole thing happened in the first 5 minutes, but they so teased it that it was like the whole thing was going to be this really big elaborate dinner party and all these things that had happened the first 3 seconds
right.
with that.
Okay.
That pulled one over. I was like, oh, this is weird. Like, interesting. But then it just fell. Like, it was still good, but I was definitely disappointed.
It was very hyped
up.
I
was so excited for it. And then I was like,
yeah, that's the problem.
Good.
I think we
was,
as a society
still good,
do this.
But the
like,
hype,
I'm thinking as in a, oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. No, but like,
well, the trailer
the first
did
one
it.
Had so much hype
the trailer
to it. It's
hyped
like when
it
you
up.
Get to that
like,
second
nobody's
one,
business.
My teacher told me like something recently when I was writing, it's just that if you're offering people an expectation, especially even with your title, and you're not giving them that, it has to be better. So with Knives Out 2, people were expecting something better than the first one. Was it better? No. Mm. I don't want to put them in the same category, really, in a way, because I'm like, they felt so different. But, I mean, they're in the same little universe. So, I don't know.
The end,
the
there
first
was
part
a plot
was really
twist
slow.
In the end, I will say, but the first part, I figured, like, the first climax, I guess you would say, like, in
yes.
happened too fast,
it's
but
been
too
so
slow,
long. I kind
but
of
then you
rewatch.
Figured it out so early, and then it was like,
oh,
okay.
I was disappointed, because I was like, okay, well, I could have guessed it was
it
that
all,
person
like, okay,
from the first
well,
2 minutes
this,
of the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So then there's like half of the movie.
That's where Knives
like
Out, the first one, is
like,
I guessed as
whatever.
A joke who it was.
Going.
Got
so
it. Ended up getting it right. But then the whole movie, I was changing my mind. I was going, okay, no, then definitely. But then, right? Yeah.
That's what you need to do is almost tell people who it is and then be like, But is it really? Very who good. You think it is? Knives Out 1 was definitely, I think, what the whole thing about that is, I think it came as a surprise. No one expected it to be this whole thing. Like, nobody knew about it. It had a stacked cast, but I feel like it just kind of came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden people were like, oh my god. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden everyone was like, wait, oh my god, let me go watch. Like, it just came out of nowhere. I think that's what his key was, mm-hmm. is that it was so random, and then it just, like, worked, and it had a big cast and a huge
question. Fun little question. Like, if we could all pick, then, like, just people that we liked to be in the third one, like, who would you guys want to see together? I know that's a... Yeah, right? That...
Put Theo James in there.
No, that would be a good dude. That would be good. Yes. I'm trying to think of...
Stop. I need to...
Yeah, he'd be good. Oh, The Gentleman just came out that he's in also.
Yeah, I never finished the movie.
And I really want to watch it. It looks really good.
I couldn't finish the movie. I couldn't get it. Yeah, I think
it has great reviews.
Four?
Just watch the show.
Yeah. No, what?
I fell in love with that man 10 years ago. Like, maybe 4 days ago. Because it's the 10-year anniversary of Divergent, the movie coming out.
Wow.
That is my movie.
Oh, yes.
I love that man.
My sister
made for that.
My sister, shout out to Taylor. She's obsessed with
that dystopian era.
I have a blanket with that man on it.
The only Divergent book I read was the 4 one.
I loved that movie.
Why?
Because I didn't care about the other ones.
In that book.
Because I didn't care about the other ones. I didn't like Divergent.
You do that. You'll never understand the context of what goes on in 4.
I didn't. I don't even remember the book.
About his life, the first time I watched the movie,
guys,
shocked.
I had the biggest Divergent collection
his
ever.
Dad?
Like,
crazy.
Damn. That is my man. Ten years. Thank you to my man. Cheers. I knew him when.
She's a cult fan.
Wait, we had mentioned Anne Hathaway, and I would like to see her. I think
she would be really good.
Because she's doing like an Only Murders in the Building.
You know what? Meryl Streep could eat that up.
Wait, hang on. I want to like look up people. Like, I want to see Florence Pugh.
Oh my god, Eugene Levy.
Really?
Eugene Levy is in
they have everybody.
The new season of Only Murders in the Building.
Wow.
And that
I think Dan
icon,
Levy would be good
Canadian
in
Canadian King. I'm so excited.
Knives Out as well.
I have to finish that series.
Well, I'm trying to think.
Okay, so, but
put
now
Catherine O'Hara in there,
you know what?
Too.
Grace McKenna.
Some younger actors
that
in this
little girl?
We're doing an older
well, she's
cast.
Not a little girl
oh,
anymore.
No,
she's
McKenna like, Grace is her name, isn't it?
Yes, thank you.
McKenna, I was like,
no, but she
was in that
though,
new,
because she doesn't need to be
she's
10.
In that Ghostbusters
she's
movie
what,
now,
how
right?
old is she? She's like
14.
She was in that
18.
Movie Gifted with like Chris Evans, and I was like, this little girl is
yeah,
so talented.
Yeah,
she also played the young Sabrina on Chilling Adventures.
That's right. She's just like
and the little in I, Tonya too.
And little
sure.
Captain Marvel.
I had an idea.
So she's just always the little version.
Hmm.
She, I would like to.
Ooh,
she would because I remember the first one they had.
What
they had that kid from It,
resume.
The
she's
first Knives Out, and he was good.
She's talented.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, she'd be good.
Jenna Ortega, maybe.
Which also, speaking of, because I want to get back to it.
Depends on the vibe, actually, of it. I think.
Mm-hmm.
She's staying.
She's got
her own realm right now, so I don't know if she'd do what Knives Out.
Yeah, man. Just her facial
she
structure.
Works. It's just like obviously she's in that movie. It just works. She's giving herself like
that
she has
her
a
brand.
Genre and she's sticking to it. And whether or not she moves from it later, she's like I'm doing what I want to do. Oh, obsessed.
Yes.
Winona
yeah,
Ryder's
she's Lydia.
Mm-hmm. Was she in the original Beetlejuice? I couldn't figure it out. Yeah, that's what made sense because I was gonna say I was like it just gives that she's in the reboot, but she was in it. She works so well in that context.
Oh, you know what?
That's
the Knives
so
Out thing. What about some of the Stranger Things kids?
So
oh, they would probably be good. Yeah,
I would want to see.
I was thinking that, but I don't know.
I feel like I'd want to see Gayton.
I don't know.
Kid who plays Dustin.
If I would put any of them in it.
Maya Hawke would be good too. Did you guys watch Do Revenge? That movie on Netflix?
No, but I've seen a lot of clips of it.
That was weird, but like good. It was so odd.
Camila
like,
Mendes
good.
And then Maya
Speaking
Hawk,
of
yeah.
that, who's in that?
I called
Mendes. Yeah,
I don't
know.
We're
fine. People's name. I'm so bad at people's names. She's in Upgraded. Mm-hmm. She's in Upgraded. This new movie on Amazon. Well, not new anymore, but it's
I
on Amazon
I
want to
watch
Prime.
It.
It's so good. I watched it, and I was like, this is such a good, cheeky little rom-com. Thank you for bringing things like this back. Like, I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought it was, like, had a good, you know, is it a little bit silly? All rom-coms are. But, like, for a rom-com made in this, I feel like they've all been flopping, and I feel like they started to not flop anymore. Like, because...
Oh, that guy.
Anyone but you.
Glenn Powell,
was good.
I'd
want to
see him in Knives Out.
Was a while ago, but that one was good. Glenn Powell.
Because, dude, when I... If you guys have seen Scream Queens... I feel
like,
Queens,
he'll play, like, it's the Chris Evans.
That's where me and him go back. Scream Queens? Okay. Chad?
We go back.
Dude, he was my favorite character on Scream Queens because his character is so horrible, but he played it
we
so...
We go back a long
like,
time.
I always remember, like, cracking up with my dad watching Scream Queens on, like, Tuesday night or whatever, night before school, and being like, this is so good, and then... Anyway, yeah. I would love to see... He would be good. I had people in mind, but I can't remember...
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Emma Roberts?
Ooh. What's her name? Emma Roberts.
Any of the Emmas. Stone, Roberts.
Zendaya. Put her in there too.
Emma Roberts and Anne Hathaway together. Put them all. Speaking of Zendaya.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
Challengers movie. I am so excited. I literally have not been more excited for a movie since Barbie, I think. I literally
I'm assuming we need to wrap this up.
So excited.
Oh man. Damn.
Oh.
Wrap it
this
up.
This is so sad. I know.
That's it.
Wait, now I'm sad.
All right. Well,
I don't want to stop the recording.
Well, we don't know.
End of
you
an
never
era.
Know.
Well,
maybe
you
more.
Never know. Thanks for listening. Hey, keep an eye out. Follow our Instagram, www.ta_pod. I got all the W's. You can keep up with us.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be posting some more outside of Spirit Live. But for now, check us out on Spirit Live. All episodes will be up at the moment. They'll change them over for
but
at least
we will
the
be
fall
for
term.
A while.
We won't be on there anymore.
Yeah,
but
thanks miss for coming with us
take
on
advantage,
this journey, guys. Ugh, so fun.
Thanks for listening to our brains. This was such
yeah.
a good episode.
All talking
show,
over each other. All like, oh, wait, I want to add. And then just, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All talking over each hopefully that's
oh,
okay.
Yeah, sorry. No, shout. Okay, hang on. Let me just say, I want to say shout out to Olivia for editing all these episodes. Because if there's anything that's entertaining,
yes,
it's all entertaining.
Actually
but
what's
the
keeping
stuff
us
that you
together.
Hear is magically put together. And we wouldn't be the podcast without you because you're part of it. But without the editing, especially. So.
Thank you, friends.
Love you.
Thank you.
Yeah. No.
So, yeah. I just sit down, record, and then I'm like, okay,
on this,
I'm good.
So we
and
really
then
appreciate
you're
it.
Like, all right. Yeah. You're like editing.
Of
and
course,
we help pick a title.
Of course.
And...
of course. It is
so,
my passion.
Thanks, Queen, for
I live
editing.
For this.
This is so sad. I don't want this to end. Yeah. Guys, you know what? Yeah, we can just keep going. We can make it an hour.
New beginnings. New beginnings and all that jazz, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll be seeing you guys.
For real.
We'll
be
hearing
us. I don't know.
Bye. We'll see y'all on the Instagrams and maybe on Spotify in the future. You never know.
Yeah. All right. Signing
besties.
Off. Bye.
Keep an eye out.
Bye.
All right. Bye.